Good morning, happy Saturday to you, and welcome to the show. It is the 24th day of January, the year is 2009, and the latest edition of Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic is on SeaView AM 960. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you for the next hour. We will take you until 11 o'clock this morning, and in just about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by New York Jets kicker Jay Feely. He is a former New York Giant and a former Miami Dolphin. Of course, he played his college ball at the University of Michigan, and we'll talk to Jay about his golf game. He is a very good golfer, gets his handicap near scratch in the offseason, so we'll talk to Jay about that just about 15 minutes from now. In about half an hour, we will go inside the ropes. We'll take a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, including Arizona Cardinals head coach Ken Whisenhunt. He's a hell of a golfer as well. In fact, he is a scratch golfer year-round. And usually say if you're too good of a golfer, that means you're probably not spending enough time in the office. But, of course, that's not the case with Coach Whisenhunt, as he has his Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers just over a week from today. We'll also be talking about Charles Barkley, the NBA Hall of Famer, who was arrested on a DUI charges last month, and how that has put a wrench into the plans for his new Golf Channel reality series with Hank Haney. And we'll talk about Lorena Ochoa. Good news for the world's number one golfer. She is engaged and will be getting married next year. To start things off this morning, we'll be talking with the Honda Classic Tournament Director, Ed McEnroe, as the tournament's just now 7 weeks away.
Real quickly, before we bring on Ed McEnroe, Tournament Director for the Honda Classic, I want to let you know about the Honda Classic. Golfers, you can check out the PGA Tour's best challenge defending champion Ernie Els on one of the PGA Tour's toughest tracks, March 2nd through the 8th on PGA National Resort and Spa's Champion Course, a much tougher track than the Estates Course. Keep in mind, the Honda Classic has interactive fun for all ages with concerts every day after play. The Tire Kingdom Yokohama Fireworks Spectacular on Friday and Saturday nights, the Palm Beach Post Fan Zone, the Radio Disney Dance Party with free child care on Saturday night, and so much more. Go to thehondaclassic.com or call 866-8HONDA8 for more information. The Honda Classic, so much more than a golf tournament. And right now we'll bring in our good friend Ed McEnroe, Tournament Director for the Honda Classic, entering year number 3 at PGA National. Eddie Mack, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat Russ. Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too. And obviously the biggest story, there's a lot of storylines coming into the 09 Honda Classic just about 7 weeks from now. The biggest storyline is the schedule change, not affecting the date of the Honda, but affecting the tournaments immediately surrounding the Honda. Honda's still kicking off the Florida Swing year number 2 for that, but now it'll be sandwiched in between two WGC events, the match play in Arizona the week prior and the CA Championship at Doral the week following.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're right at 46 days out until the first round, and as you said, being sandwiched in between both the match play and the CA Championship at Doral, what we're seeing is a lot of the international guys, the top international guys, are instead of going overseas for a week, it looks like they're going to be sticking around. So we've got a lot of interest among not only the guys that are on tour from Europe and across the water, but also guys that don't have their tour card that are looking for unrestricted exemption. So we're looking forward to quite a few of the bigger names on the international circuit playing. For example, guys like number 7 Robert Carlson, number 12 Henrik Stenson, 23 in the world golf rankings Miguel Jimenez, 25 Martin Kaymer. Those are guys that are looking to join our field this year. So we're looking forward to, like I said, a much improved field this year.
And I know there might be some trepidation because you are sandwiched in between those two WGC events, and they get the top players. And it might be difficult for the top players to play 3 weeks in a row and all that stuff. But I think the key with this is the match play being before you guys, it's not like all those guys are playing on that Sunday. The majority of them are eliminated before that. So if some of these guys are eliminated like on the Friday or whatever, then they're not getting that full weekend. And I think that is probably should be a big advantage for you guys to get some of those guys that maybe counted on playing during the weekend didn't. So they're going to need some more additional, playing tournament-wise for the following week. So are you finding, or are you hoping, because I guess it's the first year this is going to happen, are you, in a weird way, are you hoping some of these guys don't make it to that final round, Sunday so that they can play in the Honda the following
week. Well, yeah, you're right on, Pat. I mean, half of their field is out, after day one of the match play. So historically, at the Honda being right behind that event, we have gotten a lot of last-minute commitments. The guys don't have to officially commit until an hour after Friday's final round. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a lot of times we'll get some of the larger names committing for us.
You are listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, joined in studio by Eddie McEnroe, the tournament director for the Honda Classic, entering year number 3 at PGA National Resort and Spa, March 2nd through the 8th on the Champion Course. You mentioned some of the international players that are looking to play this year. There are a number of players that have already committed, obviously headlined by defending champion Ernie Els. What's the commitment list look like right now?
Well, it's still early. We're, like I said, we're 40 days out until that final commitment list will come to us, but Ernie's going to be back to defend. He newly moved to Jupiter, so we're excited about him and his family being part of our community. Justin Leonard, Davis Love III, Boo Weekly is a great name for us, Chris DeMarco, Robert Allenby. We're going to have a great group of guys coming into play, a lot of good local guys, and we're pretty pumped about the early commitment list to this point.
Ed, are there any guys, first of all, are there any first-time guys that you've got already committed? And then second, aside from Tiger Woods, are there any guys out there that you feel like you're getting close to getting? I know maybe you don't want to name names, but at the same time, are there guys out there, aside from Tiger, that haven't played in this event that you feel close to getting?
Well, I'll tell you, we have been fortunate in just an unbelievable partner in PGA National. As you guys know, over the years, the Honda has bounced around to a handful of different golf courses. Now we've got a long-term home at PGA National. 2 years ago, moving across the street from Mirasol was probably the best thing that happened to this tournament. Now the word's starting to filter down to the top guys in golf. And so if we don't continue to see that uptick as we have over the last couple of years, I'd be extremely surprised.
I've picked Robert Allenby the last 2 years. I'm picking him again this year. He finished one stroke out of the playoff in 2007. He finished two strokes behind Ernie Els last year in 2008. I just have a feeling he's going to get it done. He, of course, is another local name, Jupiter resident, in the field for this year's event. For tickets and information, you can call 866-8-HONDA-8 or log on to thehondaclassic.com. The number, again, is 866-8-HONDA-8 or thehondaclassic.com. We mentioned coming into the segment, Ed, about all the different features of the Honda Classic aside from the play on the course. Obviously, the play on the course is phenomenal. It's becoming one of the best events on the PGA Tour. In that tier number 3, right below the majors, which, of course, the 4 majors are tier number 1. Then you drop down to the Players' Championship and the World Golf Championship events. And then that third level are the really top events on tour that are not those marquee events. And the Honda Classic is right there. But you've got a lot of other stuff surrounding the play on the course. And one of those things, a new feature for this year's 2009 event, is the Family Day, the Tire Kingdom Yokohama Family Day on Saturday, March 7th. And it's an entire day of all different activities. Give us an idea for what's going to be going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always going to focus on the birdies and bogeys of professional golf and make sure that we provide golf enthusiasts with the best possible entertainment experience. But on top of that, we want to make sure that the Honda Classic is more about creating entertainment for people of all ages and interests during that week. And with today's economy, we want to provide an outlet for folks. This economy has affected us all in some way, shape, or form, so we just want to give people a getaway for a week. And we've partnered with Tire Kingdom in Yokohama to provide what we think is going to be a much better experience for folks on tournament grounds this year. Saturday, March 7th, first 500 kids through the gate at the Honda Classic are going to receive a giant oversized golf ball and a marker so they can get autographs from the top guys. We've got hospitality locations on the 18th and 17th green that are kids only, so kids will have unbelievable sight lines to watch the golf. 3 p.m., we've expanded our relationship with Radio Disney, so we're going to have interactive games on the Honda Pavilion for kids of all ages, Wii challenges, things like that. And then at 6 o'clock, we're again going to kick off the Heineken Terrace After Play concert series there, so we're going to have free daycare so the parents can drop their kids off at the Honda Pavilion for free daycare, go on over to the Honda Heineken Terrace and enjoy the free entertainment, then all get together at 6:30 for the Tire Kingdom Yokohama Fireworks Spectacular. And so that day has really been about Tire Kingdom and the Honda Classic coming together and presenting just a fabulous day for people of all ages and interests.
I still think you ought to look into the fathead of me and Russ Ed. So just something to throw out there. But, the last thing I wanted to ask you, Ed, you know, the other thing that I think is new this year is the parent-child. Can you talk a little bit about that, and then who's eligible for that? I mean, if my back ever got better, I'd love to take one of my kids out and play in this thing, but you know, who's eligible for it and when's it take place?
Yeah, you know, what we're going to do is Monday after the tournament, so Monday, March 9th, we've got the champion course. We've got the pin placements as they were Sunday's final round. And again, is part of our philosophy of creating entertainment opportunities for people of all ages. The Generation Cup is going to be part of a Monday after event. Again, the pins are going to be in the same place as they were for Sunday's final round. You don't have to be a father and a son. Can be a mother or daughter. Can be a grandparent, grandchild, aunts, uncles. We're going to create a nice, fun, fairly inexpensive one-day golf outing comparative to our Monday and Wednesday pro-am. So it should be a lot of fun, and again, you get a chance to play the pin placements from the Sunday before.
A lot to look forward to in this year's coming 2009 Honda Classic, just 7 weeks away, 46 days away to be exact, according to Ed McEnroe, tournament director of the event. For more information, you can do two things. Log on to thehondaclassic.com or call 1-866-8-HONDA-8. That's 866-8-HONDA, H-O-N-D-A-8, or log on to thehondaclassic.com. It's coming up just 7 weeks away, March 2nd through the 8th at PGA National Resort and Spa's Champion Course. Ed McEnroe is the tournament director for the Honda Classic. Eddie Mac, thank you so much for your time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, fellas. Good luck this afternoon, Pat.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate that.
All right. Go Steelers. All right. Before we break, I want to let you know, if you want to volunteer for this year's upcoming Honda Classic, you can do so. Go to thehondaclassic.com and apply online, or print out an application and mail it in. For more information, you can call Penny Wash. She is the Player and Volunteer Services Director. Her number is 561-799-4602. That's 561-799-4602. Or you can just go to the website. All your questions likely will be answered at the website, thehondaclassic.com. A lot of different volunteer descriptions as far as roles. You can be a courtesy check person, maintain checkpoint for spectators, cell phones, pagers, cameras, and handbags. Remember, fans cannot bring those things in, so they've got to check them at the gate before they enter the event. You can be in charge of hospitality, control access to hospitality areas by verifying proper credentials and maintaining crowd noise. You can be a marshal, provide spectator control along all golf course tee boxes, fairways, crosswalks, and greens. You can hold up that quiet sign, which is so cool to hold. You can be a shot link laser operator. This is my favorite, Pat. I want to do this. I want to be a shot link laser operator. Assist at stations on every hole in the fairway and at the green to track the location of each player's ball using a laser sighting device. That just sounds so James Bondish to me.
I just don't know about you and a laser. That's
yeah,
scary.
I know. It might be a scary situation. Maybe I should think second about that.
Go back to the quiet sign. I think you'd be all right with that.
I can handle that. There's no moving parts with the quiet sign. Perhaps that's more my speed. All right. Volunteer for this year's upcoming Honda Classic. Call Penny Waugh at 561-799-4602, 561-799-4602, or just go to the website, thehondaclassic.com. We're coming right back.
With NFL kicker Jay Feely, former New York Giant, former Miami Dolphin, played this past season with the New York Jets. We're going to talk to Jay about his golf game, where he plays when he's down here in the off season, and what he usually shoots. That is up next. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. You're listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on CVU AM 960.